Ready to elevate your range day or hunting trip? Silencers are the best upgrade you can make to your firearm. And yes, they're completely legal. Silencer Shop makes getting your suppressor easier than ever. Silencer Shop is the nation's largest suppressor distributor, and they'll help get your new suppressor quickly and easily. Suppressor approvals are coming back faster than ever, often in just a few days. Silencer Shop guarantees an exceptional experience with their top-notch customer service, unbeatable prices, and renowned submission simplicity and accuracy. They partner with over 6,000 local gun stores nationwide to ensure easy access to the best suppressors. And at Silencer Shop, a portion of your online purchase supports your favorite gun stores directly. In just 5 minutes, you can have your fingerprints and paperwork ready to go, thanks to the Silencer Shop kiosk. There is nothing easier. If you're not using Silencer Shop, you're working too hard for your suppressors. The one-and-done solution for your suppressor needs, ensuring a headache-free purchase. Explore Silencer Shop for your next suppressor addition and immediately open your eyes to a better shooting experience.
It's Tuesday, 16 April. Welcome to the PDB Afternoon Bulletin. I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get briefed. First, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson has outlined his plans to bring separate aid bills for Ukraine and Israel to the floor for a vote this week in a major test of the Speaker's ability to overcome the intense divisions within the Republican Party. Also, reports are emerging that the Israeli response to Iran's attack on Saturday will likely be limited in scope and may target Iranian interests outside of the country in an effort to keep the conflict from escalating further. But first, our afternoon spotlight. Feeling a renewed sense of urgency following the chaotic events in the Middle East over the weekend and increased pressure within his own party, Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson has announced plans to bring separate aid packages for Israel and Ukraine to the floor for a vote this week. Johnson will endeavor to bypass more conservative members of the House GOP caucus, many of whom have soured on sending more American tax dollars overseas, particularly for the war in Ukraine. The discord has so far prevented the chamber from passing a $95 billion foreign aid package that the Senate passed earlier this year. This time, Johnson will reportedly heed the demands of the right flank of his party and keep the issue separate. Individual bills for Israeli and Ukrainian aid will instead be voted on in the hopes of preventing GOP holdouts on Ukraine and Democrats opposed to Israeli aid from uniting and sinking a combined bill. And that's according to a report from the Wall Street Journal. Johnson said it is, quote, the will of my colleagues to vote on these measures independently and not have them all sandwiched together as the Senate had done, end quote. There are currently few details available about the individual packages, but Johnson expressed confidence that the votes would be held by week's end. Far from closing the matter, however, the strategy will likely cause fresh headaches in the Senate, whose leadership has long opposed separating the aid. They will also likely take issue with any number of changes that the House makes to the packages. Johnson has been besieged by a torrent of requests from Republican colleagues to rearm Israel following Iran's attack on Saturday, as well as from foreign officials pushing for Congress to move forward with aid for Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky also made a direct appeal to the U.S. Congress following the attack on Israel, drawing parallels between Iran and Russia's use of Shahed drones. Adding to the pressure, Johnson is facing another revolt from within his party as Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene plans to bring a motion to vacate against Johnson, a move that could ultimately lead to his removal. While it's unclear when the motion might be brought to the floor, Green did get an ally on Tuesday in Republican Representative Thomas Massey, who said he personally told Johnson that he would back Green's motion to boot him from the speakership during a closed-door meeting of the Republican conference. Now, Massey's declaration against Johnson was reportedly met with boos from the majority of his colleagues, who have frankly grown exhausted by the constant infighting of the GOP House caucus. The efforts from the hardliners of the GOP caucus came even as former President Trump has said that he stands with Johnson. Now, following the meeting, one unnamed Republican member of the House told Axios, quote, we are screwed, end quote. Now, actually, whoever said that is wrong. It's not the members of Congress who are screwed. It's the American public. Coming up after the break, we're learning that the Israeli response to Iran's attack on Saturday will likely be limited in scope and may target Iranian interests outside of the country, a move that many hope will prevent further escalation. I'll be right back.
Hi, Mike Baker here. Look, nowadays, it seems like your money doesn't go quite as far as it used to, right? I mean, take 20 bucks. 20 bucks barely gets you what? Maybe a burger and fries or maybe, I mean, just maybe, a quarter tank of gas? But there still are some real values out there, and let me tell you about one of them. For just 20 bucks a month, that same $20 we just talked about, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from the cell phone company that I count on for value, Pure Talk. And this is top-tier coverage on America's most dependable 5G network. I want to make sure you heard that. Pure Talk gives you the same quality of service as AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, but for half the cost. It's true. I am not blowing smoke up your phone line. The average family saves almost $1,000 a year, all with no contracts and no activation fees. You can bring your phone, or you get great deals on the latest iPhones and Androids. To make the switch, go to puretalk.com/Baker, B-A-K-E-R, just like you imagined it would be. When you do, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company that shares your values. Pure Talk supports our military and veterans and creates American jobs, all while giving you outstanding coverage and terrific value. Go to puretalk.com/Baker and make the switch today. So maybe you could actually afford that burger and fries and possibly even a full tank of gas. That's puretalk.com/Baker.
It's another morning and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Bulletin. As the world awaits Israel's response to this weekend's attack from the Iranian regime, Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu's government convened its fifth war cabinet meeting since Sunday. While Israeli officials have yet to agree on what their retaliation will look like, an Israeli official speaking to the New York Times said that several options are currently on the table, ranging from diplomacy to an imminent strike inside Iranian territory. However, there is some good news for people hoping that Israel's response will be non-escalatory. And who even knew that escalatory was a word? You're welcome. According to our report from NBC News, U.S. officials, who've been briefed on the options Israel is considering, suggest that due to the limited destruction caused by Iran's attack, they believe Israel will likely opt for a less aggressive option. That assessment is based on conversations between American and Israeli officials before Iran's attack on Saturday night. According to four U.S. officials, Israel's response will likely include strikes on Iranian military forces and their proxies rather than a strike inside Iranian territory. The officials went on to tell NBC News that the options could include striking inside Syria. They don't expect a response to target senior Iranian officials, but to instead target shipments or storage facilities with advanced missile parts and weapons. Meanwhile, the Israeli Defense Forces continue their offensive against Lebanon-based Hezbollah, which participated in Saturday's attack. The IDF confirmed today that it eliminated Ismail Yosef Baz, one of the group's senior field commanders in southeast Lebanon. According to an army spokesman, Baz was a senior commander in the terror group's military wing and held a rank equivalent to a brigadier general. Baz was involved in planning and executing attacks against Israel, including the launching of rockets and anti-tank missiles from the coastal area of Lebanon. And that, my friends, is the PDB Afternoon Bulletin for Tuesday, 16 April. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. And be sure to check out our new premium membership at pdbpremium.com. I'm Mike Baker. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, Stay informed. Stay safe. Stay cool.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.